10,000 strands of trouble, is what your father said. He was laughing when he said it, and he was talking to his friends. He was referring to your hair. He was also referring to your life and all the lives you have not yet lived, but he presumed would be full of misfortune, because you were born a girl. You had just turned 14 when he said it. Your sister Midda was braiding your hair. You hardly knew yourself then or what you wanted, but you already knew to doubt your parents and anything they said. That first life, you had been born in a village with a wide river that wrapped around it and mountains in view. In your mind, the mountains promised the world, and the river is what separated you from it. Your parents told you stories about the river, stories of newly betrothed village girls who had tried to run away and were drowned by the river, because, they said, the river cared that the girls disobeyed. They told you that in the river's rage, it boiled with their bodies as the fish ate them, because of their disobedience. What the fish did not eat was washed up on the shore. They told you that the teeth of those girls littered the banks of the river like pearls, and they warned you to keep away. You were 12 years old when you finally explored the river alone. You had just witnessed your parents arranging the marriage of your sister Midda to your neighbour Cho. Everybody in the village knew Cho to be selfish and cruel. Once, running past his farm, you had seen him kick his dog just because the dog was in his way. Whenever you heard that poor dog's yelp echoing through the valley, you knew Cho's boot was behind it. Your parents knew it too. So you did not understand how it was that he came to be sitting at their table, negotiating what was a fair exchange for Midda, while she smiled on prettily, pouring them tea. A moment in Cho's company, and you could not stand one moment more. His eyes flicked hungrily over everything in sight. You ran through the field and out to the road, past Cho's farm, past your neighbour's fields, all the way to the river, which was further than you had ever been. You searched the riverbank, but you could find no remnants of girls. You examined the mud, digging holes with your hands for what might be hidden. Nothing but grit caught your fingers, and you could find no bones or flecks of bone. You wandered up and down its bank and into its shallows, and nothing bad happened to you. You sat on its smooth stones, pushed your feet into its cool water, and watched ducks skim across its surface. You understood with certainty then that the river would not punish you if you disobeyed your parents or anyone, because the river did not care, and you made a vow to yourself that one day you would cross it.